You know, when you give someone a gift, you want them to enjoy it immediately. No complicated setup, batteries required, assembly, things that make people frustrated. There's so many reasons to love Aura digital frames. But honestly, what might be my favorite are these three words: no assembly required. You start by downloading the Aura app for free, which takes no time to get the frame ready. And then you can preset the Wi-Fi in the frame and upload pictures beforehand. So all the grandparents have to do is unbox it and plug it in. Super simple. It's such a great gift, even for the most tech unsavvy people in your life. Save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames by using promo code ZABE at checkout. That's Aura Frames, AuraFrames.com, promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. This deal is exclusive to my listeners, so get yours now in time for the holidays. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, charge day, everybody. We missed him for a week. I know you guys have missed him. So hopefully he's good to go here.
I'm hearing you right now. There you go.
Ah, hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great. Missed you last week.
Well, yes, everyone did. What were you doing? Downloading Hedy Lamarr JPEGs?
Well, I'll remind you, I gave you a time that worked for me, so I didn't back out. It was just like, I got to do it this time. You couldn't do it at that time.
I know. I'm just kidding. Well, what is all that going on right there? That's got to be your headset.
No.
Are you hearing all that?
This is the same headset.
Are you hearing all
that? I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard it, but it's the same headset I always use and I'm using right now. And
it's okay.
I don't hear it right now, but that does, you know.
I heard it again. So wait, you're using a headset.
This is what I always do every time we do this. Yes.
Well, the defendant, please answer the question. You're using a headset.
Yes, same as always.
It's irrelevant, Your Honor. I was just trying to establish if you're using a headset. And the answer is you were. This is where the DJ, so there you go. Here we go.
Okay.
Trying to establish some facts here, that's all.
Okay, I cannot, I do not hear that, but yes.
Okay, good day.
Wow, okay, so I'm still hearing that crackling going on. I'm willing to bet my life it's on your end. Through your headset, even if it is the same headset you've used before.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take us off Wi-Fi in case that was the issue. We'll go all cellular on it. And I can't hear the sound you just played. So if we're going to do any audio, we need to get that squared away too.
That's a good point, yeah. Oh, holy shit, that is bad. Wow, it's bad. Possible it's on my end. So let me disconnect and reconnect. How about that?
See if we still get it. So let me try that. Hold on a second. How can you do that?
Making me look bad. You're such a... Okay, no headset. Let's see if this changes anything.
I don't know why I'm not feeding you audio, but that's okay. I'm not really going to play much audio. I don't think I'm going to play much audio here. But okay. Now at least you sound clean. So the headset issues do not sound to be an issue anymore. How you doing,
all right, buddy? I'm good.
Are you going to sit there and hold the phone to your ear like a
Yes, now I got to hold the phone to my ear for 35 minutes.
I don't want you to do that. How about I FaceTime?
We are both audio. We're both audio quality nerds.
And well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me do this. Let me go ahead and stream you. Stream you. That sounded so wrong. Let me stream yard you.
Stream yard. That'd be perfect. I can sit at my desk and use my mic. That'd be great. Okay.
All right. Very good. I'll hang up. All right. Bye. So, Charge, here we are on a glorious Tuesday in the United States of America, where we have such lawlessness that we can no longer protect the very mansions of our most star quarterbacks in our highest professional sports leagues. They got another one last night as thieves broke into Joe Burrow's house while he was playing against the Cowboys. This follows on the likes of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and a number of other high-end NFL players believed to be the victims of organized and sophisticated South American gangs. What in the fuck, man? This pisses me off.
What? How has it taken this long for an organized criminal element to realize that these players are tied up for 6, 7, 8 hours at a time? Nobody's going to be around at home. I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Well, in this case, somebody was home, according to the 911 calls, and it was his girlfriend's daughter, apparently. Bengals, oh. Yes.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is what, like 28? How does his girlfriend's got a daughter, and what's she doing home alone? I mean, the girlfriend's daughter might be what?
All right, hold on. 10? Hold on. Here we go. Okay, first of all, you're like, why did it take this long? The point is, these fucking criminal gangs have been let into the country by the fucking asshole administration that is on their way out. And this is part of the fucking problem here.
We don't know which criminal gang did this already, do we?
Yeah, these are sophisticated South American criminal gangs, and it's a level of lawlessness in this country that they're like, well, fuck, probably nothing's going to happen at this point, the way the country's been going. We've had pro athletes forever in this country, and we've had games that have been publicized and on TV, and we know when there are, and the rash of burglaries has never been this brazen.
Okay, but the point I'm trying to make is, do we know that Joe Burrow's place was robbed by immigrant gangs?
I don't know in this particular case, but the authorities in the other cases where they have not caught these thieves say they believe they are the work of sophisticated, organized, brazen, South American-based criminal gangs.
All right, it could be true. I just don't know for sure, and I wanted to know what the facts were on this before we start blaming the immigrants on this. But well, not immigrants; these are illegals in most cases, right?
Exactly. Charge. Don't go woke on me. You're too good to do this.
I'm not going woke.
This is the world we're living in. Okay. This is the Minnesota. This is the Minnesota liberal coming out, and you stop it already. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, stop it. Okay, these are known to be not from America gangs, organized. They're like, fuck it, let's go rob from these high end athletes. We're gonna get away with it. No one's gonna catch us. Now, I would say that several good Rottweilers would put an end to this right away, or a Belgian Malinois, or now, even some pit bulls.
Would you have Rottweilers in the house? I've always been like,
no, not after the story of several Rottweilers just killed a 6-year-old girl.
Right, exactly.
That story just broke. I saw that today. I hate seeing that, by the way. There's certain breeds that are very aggressive, and I'm not saying they can't be wonderful pets or guard dogs, but some of them are really bred to kill.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Some of it, you know, it's in their breeding And you can train it out of them to some degree, but you don't know where that fine line is, right? Between their natural instincts to kill anything that looks like a threat.
Right.
And, you know, here comes a six-year-old who doesn't know what he or she's doing and does something that agitates the dog. And next thing you know, you got a big problem. And
so,
the
woman who called is the mother of Burrow's 22-year-old SI swimsuit model, Olivia Pontone.
Mm.
Pontone. Not pontoon, but Pontone. And looking at Ms. Pontone, I think Joe Burrow could do better, even though she is a model. Not Pontoon, which would be a great name.
That'd be a tough name. That's when you would change the pronunciation of your name at that point, right?
Right.
Right. It looks like Pontoon. I go by Pontone. Yeah. That's like the woman that named her kid. Her two kids, Lemon Jello and Orange Jello, but insisted you pronounce it Orangelo and Lemangelo.
Get out of here. Really?
Yep.
I'd never heard of that. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Speaking of girlfriends. My central premise here.
Yes.
If Joe Burrow, just do the math with me. Joe Burrow is something around 28 years old.
Yeah.
Right? His girlfriend, presumably also in that ballpark. That is birthing age.
She's 22, yeah.
She's 22. All right, even younger. And Burrow is, just to confirm it here, he's 28. Today's his birthday. He turned 28 today. Happy birthday, Joe Burrow.
You got your house broken into.
Yeah. Congratulations on that. So if the girlfriend is, do you say 20?
Yeah, she's 22, Ms. Pontone.
22. So how old is the baby?
No, there's no baby. Her mom called 911 saying my daughter is at Joe Burrow's house and she heard the glass break and what should she do?
Got you.
So luckily she was not harmed in this. But I would argue a nation that cannot protect the homes of its star athletes while they're playing football is a country that is in a severe need for a wake up.
Now, don't you think there are many people listening, Zabe, right now that are saying to themselves, Joe Burrow can afford to have security at his house when he's playing a game?
Yes. And at this point, athletes are going to have to pay for it when they're playing. They're going to have to pay for actual security or just have a party. Have a party with a ton of people. Don't have one person there. If that's all that was there at the house is his 22-year-old girlfriend, that's kind of sad.
Don't blame him. That's not his fault.
Well,
that he got robbed. It's not his fault that he got robbed. It's never the victim's fault, Zabe.
I'm not saying fault. I'm saying you should probably have more people. Look, it happened to Mahomes. Do you know where Mahomes lives? Did you ever see his new spread that he bought?
Well, I saw it. You know, when he did the quarterback series.
Yeah, out in the fucking woods. It's out in the fucking woods out there in Kansas City. And on a huge amount of acreage. And they still were like, fuck it, let's go out. What brazen criminals get away with that? Like, yeah, let's go rob that house.
Well, it probably helps. Well, I mean, it's easier to be brazen when you have nothing to lose. And maybe they're not brazen. They're just smart. They're like, we found a loophole in the system, which is these guys are going to be gone for 8 hours and let's go to work.
They're in the country illegally and they know this is their shot. And they don't give a fuck because the countries they come from are really fucked up. You know that Venezuela emptied their prisons, right?
I know they did. And it's sick. You know, why is Venezuela, you know, Venezuela was for a decade, they were saber rattling all the time about the awfulness of the United States. We haven't heard anything from them. Suddenly Venezuela is not making a peep about us.
Well,
they've sent us all their problems.
Well, they're broke, Church. Their economy collapsed. They used to be quite profitable. They used to be quite the country, but then they went communist. And that sent them right down the shitter.
But Zay, here's the thing. Sure, you've got 10,000% inflation. Sure, people are literally lighting their Venezuelan pesos or whatever on fire for heat because it's more valuable than it is as currency. And sure, you have to take a wheelbarrow to the store to carry all of your dollar bills to buy bread. Sure, they've had to add 3 zeros onto the end of every dollar just to make up for the inflation. But Zabe, they have free healthcare.
And what is that health care?
The health care is, are you alive? Yes, that's the health care.
Right.
There's your health. Are you alive? Okay, good. Good to go.
Do you want a Band-Aid? Do you want an aspirin? How many doctors are practicing in Venezuela and thriving because they give free health care?
Free health care. Speaking of which, the UK, I've never told you this story. The UK free health care system killed my cousin.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yep. 20 years ago, he had, you know, it. He had what was a undiagnosed brain tumor, and they couldn't, you know, it would take months and months between appointments.
Right.
And by the time they had figured out what was wrong with him, and, you know, it had taken too long. His mother would go to the doctors, you know, begging them to hasten his appointments. No, uncaring bureaucracy, didn't matter. And eventually, at age like 32,
God.
He died from it. And
that's what happens with socialized medicine. It's free. You just have to wait.
And then
if you're sick and you're waiting, you're actually dying.
You are in many cases actually dying. Right now, there are 1 million people in the UK that are on a waiting list that's longer than a year.
Of course. Of course, but you dummies that scream about I want free healthcare, socialized healthcare is a right, don't understand that this is what happens in countries with that quote-unquote free healthcare. And of course, now with this insane CEO assassin story, which is one of the mother of all rabbit holes, as I'm reading more and more about this, I'm not sure if you're fully up to speed on Luigi Mangione and the latest.
I am, and I'm interested to hear what you think about this remarkable. Remarkable coincidence that he got identified by somebody working at a McDonald's and he happened to have with him the manifesto, the murder weapon.
Right.
You know, he was ready to be caught. It's exactly as benign as it sounds, but boy, is that a bizarre coincidence.
What's the fishiest part of it all to you?
Well, there's this. He lives in Hawaii. He traveled to New York, went to Pennsylvania, and
it's all
then,
doable, by the way.
All doable, but
he's
money.
He's
from Means.
Plenty of smarts. He was within one click, if he wanted to, of getting away with it clean. All you need is a simple silk screened mask. And he would have gotten away with it. And you dump the ghost gun with no traceable numbers that he was found with into a lake somewhere in Altoona.
Right. So why not do all that stuff unless you want to get caught? I mean, you know,
and if you want to get caught, why not sit down on the sidewalk after killing the guy?
If you changed your mind on wanting to get caught, maybe is that part of it? Is you just went, well, you know, okay.
They said that, you know, one of the narratives is he had a botched back surgery that was causing him chronic pain and drove him crazy. And he wanted to rail against the healthcare system because they did him wrong or the doctors fucked up his surgery. But he sure was frisky enough to go murder a CEO and flirt with a girl at a hostel and get on a bike and ride through Manhattan. And when he was being hauled in handcuffs, he seemed to be pretty frisky. He wasn't like, ooh, ow, my back hurts. Please don't handle me that way.
Was not stooped over. No.
Right. And, you know, you're not the first person, young person with chronic back pain thinking, damn, you know, life sucks now. I'm not as vibrant as I once was, and I can't fuck chicks like I once did. Because that was another thing that's come out as well, because he couldn't really have sex. He was very despondent being a young, healthy, good-looking guy.
I would be too.
Well, someone tweeted, they said, my new goal in life is that when I commit a horrible murder and I'm arrested, one of the pictures they use of me is shirtless so people can go, damn. Because that was, you know, that photo of him from above on a trail in Hawaii with his six-pack abs shirtless. Damn, dude. That's the sexiest murderer I've ever seen.
See, here's the thing about the six-pack abs, and especially on him, Zabe. Clearly, this is a guy who doesn't work for a living. Nobody has time. If you work for a living, you don't got time.
No, he did.
Those kind of six-pack abs. You need to have a life of leisure and money.
No.
Those kind of abs.
That's not true. He was a perfect Chad. Overachiever, rich, from a very wealthy family. He was smart. He was moving up in the tech world. He was working for TrueCar in San Francisco. Got promoted 3 times according to his work history. I mean, there's a big digital footprint. I'll tell you the one thing that's the fishiest part of all of this. You ready?
Yeah.
His social media wasn't scrubbed. The guy who almost killed Trump in Butler, PA, they scrubbed his shit right away.
Yeah, gone. They did.
See you later. Yeah. We know so much about this guy in the matter of 24 hours. That is fishy right there. And again,
that it was not scrubbed, that there was not a conspiracy to clean off all of his social media.
Right.
Help me understand. Connect the dots for me here. I mean, why do you think that's more of a conspiracy that he didn't get his stuff scrubbed?
The people that scrub social medias for guys that they don't want people finding out more about,
mm-hmm.
they're also the ones that don't scrub it when they don't want it out. So they want all this out there for some reason. Like, is it just because it was an assassination attempt on a president that caused somebody to scrub his social media? Who did it, by the way? We still don't know hardly anything about the guy who almost killed President-elect Trump. This guy, we know almost everything. Nothing. And this guy's alive.
Okay, but
this guy's alive for now, which we'll see if he gets Epstein'd somewhere along the line.
Oh, well. All right, what do you think the odds are? Does he go to 50-50. Trial?
50-50.
50-50.
What do you think the odds are on Jay-Z going to trial?
10%.
Okay. You know, they probably approached Jay-Z with his huge pile of money before this and said, look, we have a credible civil case for rape.
Yep.
Others have settled with us. You sure, Jay-Z, you don't want us to go public with this? And he was like, no. I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit happening. Cat Williams. Are you familiar with the comedian Cat Williams?
Yeah, I'm not super, but I know of Cat Williams, yeah.
Do you know that Cat Williams has been saying for a while now, all this is coming out in 2024, all the demons, all the satanic shit from the left in Hollywood and music industry, it's all coming out?
No, he's been predicting this for years.
Yes, he has on various podcasts.
So I'd love to know, how did all these people know? Why wouldn't somebody speak up?
Because there's too high of a price. But once the dam breaks, once a few logs get knocked out in place of the dam holding all this info back, it can become a flood. And there's another opinion online that Diddy must be singing to try to lessen his sentence, and that might be implicating guys like Jay-Z.
And many people think those two are connected, right?
They certainly ran in the same circles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. All right,
okay, hold on. One more thing. Back to the shooter and the comparison to the Trump shooter versus the UHC shooter.
Yeah.
The Trump shooter, 99% of our listeners couldn't say his name right now.
I've already forgotten his name, as a matter of fact.
Me too. This guy has turned into a celebrity, right? We have people going to war to back him. He's good looking.
Well, there's idiots on the left who are applauding it.
Like,
this is somehow the answer. My premiums will get lowered if we just murder a few more executives. Jesus Christ, you're so dumb.
Are we turning this guy into a celebrity? And is that inducing future crimes? Other people who are like, yeah, I'm gonna do this next, and people are gonna read my manifesto, and they're gonna look at my Goodreads list, and I'm gonna get my word. I'm gonna get the word out there, and I'm gonna be a hero to the left. And even if I do have to spend the rest of my life in prison, who cares?
I would say there's more danger of people saying, "Wow, that was easy. I'm gonna do the two things he didn't do, which is A, skip coffee in the morning at Starbucks, and B, get a decent silk screen mask to wear so you can't tell who I am, and I'm gonna get away with this motherfucker."
Yeah.
That would be the more dramatic outcome of this, the more unfortunate outcome, but we'll see. Thomas Matthew Crooks.
There we go. Thank you. Thomas Matthew Crooks.
And a headline as recently as 2 days ago, Butler Task Force reports it can't answer why did shooter try to kill Donald Trump.
can't answer or doesn't know the answer.
The shooter,
that's two different things.
The shooter apparently acted alone, but it's inconclusive. Fishy, fishy, fishy. Almost as fishy as the girl who's fucking Bill Belichick right now at nearly 50 years his charge. What are we doing here? What's going on?
He's doing what every one of our listeners would do if given the opportunity, right?
Yeah, so this is the latest as of Tuesday afternoon, 3:30 in the afternoon. And I keep reading this going, okay, wait, what? Bill Belichick has agreed to become the next head coach of North Carolina. And I thought,
that has happened. He's now agreed to it.
Well, I'm going to read you the actual, Twitter posts about it. Okay. Cause this is what I don't understand. Okay. He has agreed to become the next head coach at North Carolina. The next sentence is, now it's up to North Carolina to announce whether they have agreed on a deal with Belichick. And I'm like, that's not how this works.
Zabe, I've got an announcement to make. I've accepted the opportunity to become the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting on the Vikings to extend an offer.
Yeah. Update. This is Ollie Connolly reporting this. He has a newsletter called Read Optional. Has covered the NFL and college football. He's a scout. He's a recruiting analyst. 32,000 followers on Twitter. Update. Belichick has agreed to become the next UNC coach. Belichick handed the school a 400-page organizational Bible with structure, payment plan, staffing choices, etc. Decisions on whether to commit with UNC. He is now expected to know their decision within 24 hours. That's not how you phrase it. I've agreed to be your head coach. Now you just have to agree on my agreement. Yeah, so dumb.
Do you think it'll work?
Well, define work. There's a good
question. Do you think he will be a successful college head coach? We know he's been a successful pro head coach. Some would say the best pro
head
coach.
Can he win 10 games and go to a bowl?
Yeah. Can he go to a meaningful – North Carolina was already going to bowl games. Now can they go to better bowl games?
Can he go 10-3 and go to a bowl? Is your question?
Yeah, basically.
Fuck yeah, of course. 1,000%.
Can he recruit?
Old-ass Mac Brown went that at North Carolina.
Mm.
Now, you heard Brady talk about what it would be like with Belichick in college. Right? He was on the set on Fox over the weekend. Here, I'm going to play this. Hopefully you can hear this. Tell me if you can hear this.
Belichick is actually interviewing for college jobs?
I cannot hear
that. Can you imagine him coaching college?
Ah, son of a bitch.
No. Absolutely not.
Recruiting
and comparison. And you can paraphrase for me.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play it for everybody. This is the soundbite, 22 seconds, standby charge.
Belichick is actually interviewing for college jobs? Can you imagine him coaching college?
No.
Absolutely not. Recruiting an 18-year-old?
Listen, you really want to come here? I mean, we don't really want you anyway, but I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you play.
If you bring your parents and use them as a third party, you're gone. You're off the team. We're direct.
Some scar tissue built up here a month.
you really want to come here? Because we don't really want you anyways. I guess you could come. We'll figure out if you can play. It was so funny. It was classic Brady on negative Belichick. But as somebody else tweeted, they put a picture of him and his 26-year-old girlfriend saying, this is for anybody who thinks Belichick won't be able to recruit.
He's recruited a, what'd you say, 26-year-old girlfriend.
Exactly. Wow. I think he would do just fine. What I find fascinating is, to me, he was, when he was winning all the time in New England with Brady, and I think we can agree, Charge, it was more like 70-30 Brady than it was Belichick. It wasn't 50-50.
It sure seems that way.
Now
it sure seems that way, yes.
When they finally split, you're like, he was probably 50-50. Great coach, great quarterback, working in tandem. Then Brady went and won another one in Tampa, and you're like, okay, 60-40. And then Belichick really hit the fucking dumps, and it's like 70-30. Then again, I've heard people go, look, Belichick won 10 games and went to the playoffs with Mac Jones. That ought to make people stop for a second and go, hold on, maybe he's better than you think. Because Mac Jones now has the dubious record of 7 straight games with an interception.
Does he really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen the latest Mac Jones stats?
No, obviously it's bad. I know he's a terrible, legitimately terrible quarterback. And it proves that Belichick can't just coach up anyone. You have to have some baseline of quarterbacking talent.
Yeah.
And that Mac Jones doesn't have in him.
All right, Mac Jones' last 5 starts dating back to New England. He's got no touchdowns and 8 INTs.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
0-8?
Yes. He has scored the following: 6, 7, 7, 6, 10. Those points? Are his point totals as starting quarterback last 5 games.
All right. Now, in fairness, there is an asterisk on that, because 2 games ago, he came in partway through the game and threw 2 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Okay. But that's as a starter, though. Also, he has the ignominy of maybe the worst-looking highlight when he got stiff-armed by Chandler Jones of the Raiders, just pushed to the ground like a child en route to a touchdown the other way. Remember that? 24-24 game at the end of regulation in Vegas. I'm looking at the highlight right now. He was 13-for-31 with 112 yards. Look at that right there, Charge. So he sucks, and Belichick actually got to the playoffs with him.
You want to see something interesting? Type this into Google: Mac Jones girlfriend.
Okay. Is she part of the Venezuelan gangs that are robbing other quarterbacks?
I don't know. This can't be right. This has to be bad intel here, I think.
She looks nice. Who is Mac Jones' girlfriend?
It as Sophie Scott?
Sophie Scott, yes. Yeah, right, it's all over the place. She's
apparently
lovely.
Where my AI is going wrong is because it's identified Sophie Scott as a 58-year-old British neuroscientist. Thank you, AI. That is not Sophie Scott.
Yeah. They've been dating for 5 years. Ms. Scott, 25 years old.
5 years.
What? You're not seeing the young and spry Ms.
I am. Okay. I am now. I went to Google. I don't normally use Google because they literally capture every single keystroke that you make when you go to google.com. You start typing in every keystroke. You backspace. It's capturing that. Yeah.
Really?
I don't generally use Google unless I have to.
Really? Including when I go to incognito?
Correct.
Wow.
It does not care. It
they
is capturing
they capture
every
all, huh?
keystroke. Okay. Yes.
All right, good. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing: teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you
to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Go to SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
So anyway, enough about Belichick. Let's move on, shall we? He'll probably be named as coach at North Carolina. And it what blows me away is that to me he was like the modern Lombardi, and now he is desperate to coach again. That he's
so desperate.
He's taking the first bus that comes along and jumping on it. He's desperate to coach. As good as he may be doing this media stuff, and he's doing this fantasy life bullshit. Not fantasy life, excuse me. That's your company. What do they call it?
No bullshit there.
What does he do?
He works with Underdog, I believe. Yeah, Underdog fantasy company that he works with.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. How much money do you, what's his net worth, do you suppose? How much money do you suppose Bill Belichick's made?
I mean, enough to afford a 26-year-old girlfriend who loved the nicer things in life.
That takes a lot of money, right?
That's a luxury right there, yeah.
Yeah. We'll check our work on this, but AI believes that it's $70 million that he's made. $70 million. Now, let's assume he's kept half of that, right? So he's sitting on $30 million or more.
He doesn't need the money.
He doesn't need the money. So, okay, and actually, he's not a half-bad commentator. He's, you know, because he's so smart, he's, you know, he can use his rapier wit to eviscerate people that way, which we like, instead of just eviscerating journalists and people who he hates.
Right.
I mean, why sign up for this? You're Belichick. You're 72 years old. You need all of the stamina you have to please your girlfriend. Why do you want to jump through all the hoops of recruiting? The 365 days a year that you have to work your ass off to be a college head coach, and you're not even – it's not like he's taking the Alabama job, right? He's going to a tier two
charge,
football team.
Charge. You act like this is all a chore to him. He loves this. He was born into this with his father at the Naval Academy. He is a coach's coach. You talk about it like, oh, what a headache. Why don't I just stay home, fuck this 26-year-old, get even fatter, and make money giving fantasy advice? Answer is he wants to coach. By the way, there's a very unfortunate photo of Mac Jones with his girlfriend at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on her social media. I just sent you the link to it. She's got this sparkly little, you know, pink Taylor Swift inspired dress and knee high glitterified boots and a heart purse. But what is Mac Jones wearing? What is that shirt he's wearing?
Is that?
And the jacket. And he's got a Taylor Swift hat on. You should look at that photo and say, I don't give a shit who we play at quarterback. I'll play a goddamn orangutan before I start any guy who willingly went to that concert and dressed up like that. But there's your boy, Mac Jones. All right. Brett Favre met Mark Gastineau at an autograph signing, and it did not go the way anyone would have thought it went. Here's the audio, Charge, and then we'll post-game it after.
You told me that a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
Wow. So Gastineau's still bitter over Favre laying down for Michael Strahan for the all-time single-season sack record that 1 year. And Gastineau looks like he is in some serious decline himself, physically and mentally, Charge.
Yeah, it's not good, and football will take its toll that way. He does not. Gastineau, you would never know it's him looking at him. The weight gain, the face, facially is a different guy. I don't disagree
you
with what Gastineau's
me.
Saying, though.
I'm getting my sack back. You're not getting shit back, dummy.
No.
It's over. It's history. It's in the past. I'm sorry that maybe your post-playing retirement, Mark Gastineau, is not what you wanted it to be. But that stupid fucking stat, it's not going to make your life better, buddy.
Well, okay, but what Favre did was
bullshit.
Totally not cool. It was not at all cool to just purposely take a sack. That's, you know, the record, the integrity of the game, the record meant something. And, you know, he just laid down for the sack. I didn't like it then, and I don't like it now.
Right.
I'm kind of on Gastineau's side with this, to be honest.
I need to now go look at this play again just to see how bad it was.
Against Brett Favre, week 17.
It was terrible.
So week 17. First of all, hey, Gastineau, week 17. Week 17, what does that mean? Means
game doesn't matter.
Well, they're just, yeah, exactly.
Right. Oh.
And on this play, so it's...
Brett Favre, week 17.
They didn't block Strahan. By the time Favre turns around, as I look at this, off of the play-action pass, he was already in his lap. He was 2 feet away from him. He was going to get sacked either way.
Probably, yes. But he also hits the deck. He just falls down. He didn't even wait to get tackled. He could have thrown the ball away. I mean, you know, it might have been a sack anyway, but we've seen Favre get out of these situations before.
That is
maybe
true.
Maybe he would have here too. And throwing the ball away would have been for sure a possibility.
Right. Yeah. The fact that they were buddies did not help and whatever. But it just tells you that these players, they're not all kumbaya at the end of the day. You know, you would have thought
if you're Mark Gastineau, this is what you live for, right? Was your sacks.
Okay, but what was taken from him? He was still recognized as an all-time great, part of the New York Sack Exchange, and he was at this autograph show with Favre. That's how they ran into each other. They were both there selling their signature for money.
I think he would tell you, Gastineau would tell you, that being the record holder would have been very important to the rest of his life, right? And might have even unlocked some revenue for him, right?
Who knows if he would have held it the rest of his life?
Nobody for sure.
I mean,
you don't know,
I'm kind of surprised it has not fallen since, given how good defensive ends are. I guess the reason is the rules permitting quarterbacks to throw the ball away at any moment almost with no penalty whatsoever is such that it gets really hard to actually get those sacks, right? But the amount of dropbacks, the amount of passes has gone up dramatically. So there's more opportunities for it.
What was Gastineau's big move? He had a sack move, right? What was it? I don't remember.
Dance or his move to get by the tackles?
No, like his dance, his post-sack dance or whatever.
I'd have to look that up. I don't remember exactly.
I don't know. He had one, though, didn't he? Didn't he have a signature move? I thought he did.
Gastineau sack dance. Sack dance. Oh yeah, Gas knows sack dance
being
needs
inside
to brawl.
An artificial turf.
I wish I could. I wish this audio played through. So sorry, Church. We could be watching this together.
Ferragamo by Gastineau.
Yeah, no, he does like this, you know, sort of dance, sort of shaking thing, pumping his fists like the boogie woogie woogie. Now there's a fight on the field.
Gastineau goes into his celebration. Something like this is bound to happen.
Something like this is bound to happen, says Pat Summerall.
And now there's, you know, there are all these rules on your celebration. Like, you know, you can't have like both knees on the ground or something. You can have one knee on the ground. There are a bunch of rules on the sack celebration now that came out of Gastineau's histrionics after each one of his sacks.
Yeah. Utah man drives his car through the front of a Mazda dealership just hours after purchasing it. When being told, he said, I want to return it. And they said, too bad, it's sold as is. The guy brought the car back and drove it right through the front door.
We don't know the details on this, but I'm kind of on his side on this save. It depends on what they disclose and what they did not disclose and what he had to learn. I mean, if they're hiding mechanical failures and you drive it off of the lot thinking you have a functioning car, and then it turns out it doesn't work in some key capacity that they never told you, and then they're like, too bad. I think I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah. Well, a good dealership should stand by their sales to a certain degree, and when you're buying used, it should be under reasonable inspection of this, 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 and this. I know the dealership that sponsors my show brags about their 110-point inspection on all of their used vehicles and the fact they back up their sales once they send them out the door, but not all dealerships do. Don't forget, people are unreasonable as well, and this guy that drove through here was a fat meathead guy, and the car seemed to be driving just fine. It had enough pep and power to blast through the front door and steal supports of the dealership.
That is true. Like, you know, car buying, it brings out the worst in so many people because we go in apprehensive that we're going to get ripped off. We have to go through a negotiation process that most of us are not nearly skilled enough to win, right? And it's a lot of money. A lot of money. It's very emotional. I am sure you're right that a lot of the customers are really, really difficult and unreasonable.
Yeah.
Don't have any idea if this guy was or not, but I'm sure you're right about that part of it.
All right, last one. Are you invested at all in Bitcoin?
Well, I got a story there, Zabe.
Can you make it brief?
Good friend of mine who was a big Bitcoin advocate, early Bitcoin advocate, like
define early.
10 years ago, and a listener to our podcast, my Fantasy Football Weekly podcast, reached out to me and he's like, dude, you got to get in. He sold me on the advocacy of it and how it's great for human rights. And, you know, people in that are living in Venezuela have got a currency that's worth something, you know, stuff like that. And I was ready to invest when at the time it was at about $1,700 a Bitcoin, and I was ready to throw some money at it. And he went, I will acknowledge it's a little overpriced at $1,700, but you know, I think it's a good investment, and I didn't do it, and I've been regretting it ever since.
So you could have bought a single Bitcoin for $1,700, which would be worth what now?
Well, they're $100,000 each now.
So you were $1,700 would have bought a single Bitcoin.
Yes. Yeah. When I was having this conversation with this Bitcoin advocate, and that was
and would you still hold it at this price, or would you have cashed out at some point?
I bet I would have cashed out at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be a long time to hold it.
Let's say I retroactively put that Bitcoin back in your digital wallet and you now own it and it's now worth what amount again? You said
$100,000.
Yeah. Would you hold it now?
Yes, I would because the Trump administration is pro Bitcoin, and they are not going to do things to mess with it like the Biden administration had suggested that they might.
Sure.
So, yeah.
And, right. Yeah. And the Trump administration is going to rule forever and ever. And so, therefore, your
at least four more years, right?
Well, the thing that's got everyone buzzing is this new chip that has been released. And this is a chip that breaks all kinds of thresholds in computing power.
Yes.
A quantum chip that, like, says they can pretty much do computations. It's the Willow chip. Google tested this new Willow chip.
I know a bit about this. So let me drop some knowledge on you and listeners. The big thing that this chip does that's never been done before, right now in all of our our chip processing, it's all binary. It's ones and zeros. So the whole thing is run on ones and zeros, and everything gets down to the byte, you know, one byte. It's a one or a zero.
Yeah.
What this thing does is the core difference is now is it's storing one bit of information, but it has almost infinite number of permutations between one and zero, effectively, just to simplify it, between one and zero. And so it unlocks an almost infinitely faster process because it's not just ones and zeros, and it's got everything in between the two. So that's the core distinction on this. They're saying it's still like 10 years away from being like commercial ready and being affordable and other things. But what it unlocks is like orders of magnitude, like 1,000 times more processing power than what has been unlocked to this point.
And is the limit of finding bitcoins? Computer processing. They have to, but people that are looking for bitcoins have to build server farms in cold places like Greenland and churn away, consuming massive amounts of energy to run their computers to find a bitcoin or two. And now the computing power is much better. Now, the nerds say, oh, but don't worry. The Bitcoin founders have already anticipated increases in this, and they're going to safeguard against it with better math.
Yes, that's right.
Really?
It's all running. You don't find one by magic. It's all computational power that you're putting at it. And one of the brilliant things they did with Bitcoin is they didn't make it as just like a stock thing. Like if you run algorithm X, you will get a Bitcoin. They've been able, because processing power has increased so much just in the lifetime of Bitcoin, 10 years plus, they've always made it so that there was a limited availability by making the algorithm harder and harder and more time consuming to crack. And that's
but if technology eventually outstrips all algorithms, the coin
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be a finite number of bitcoins that are going to be made available because they will not allow them. They will not allow. And I'm not clear who the they is in this. So this is a flaw in my argument. Right. They do not allow you to just make an infinite number of them. It takes. They've purposely constrained how many can hit the marketplace.
Yeah.
And they will continue to do that.
All right. Well, it is going to be a wild world we live in for as long as we can stay alive.
Can I hit you with one more thing that I wanted to ask you about?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and before I get to that, tip of the hat to regular listener R.D. Reynolds, who I ordered something on Etsy, and just a sort of a novelty for my brother. And guy reaches out and goes, "Hey, are you the Paul Charchin that's on the Zabecast?" And I said yes. And then he sent me that and a bunch of other stuff. He loves you.
So what'd you get for your brother, that knit penis ski cap that you've been looking at for a while?
with the eye holes,
off of Etsy.
Yeah, isn't that nice? So tip of the hat to RD. Here's the here's what I want to get on at with you. And when I saw this, I'm like, wait a minute. It makes sense. Is Elon Musk proof that we are living in a simulation, Zabe?
Well,
look at what he's done. And he's on like his 20th time through the simulation. So he's on like life 20 through this simulation to do everything that he has done, start 22 companies, bring automatic driving cars, robots, boring, all the things that he's done. PayPal, by the way, launching, getting us to Mars. What he has done is so far out of the realm of possibility for any one person that it is proof that we are in a simulation and he's already run through it 20 times.
Is he the only one?
The only one like him. It okay. might be his simulation that we're living in.
All right. Somebody did tweet that in the release by Google, they basically admitted that we're living in a multiverse because they've unlocked this computing power. They just dropped that in there, Charchik.
They did? They just, oh, by the way, we're in a multiverse?
Basically, I'm scrambling to look for the tweet right now to find it. But, yeah, that was basically what they said.
Maybe.
All right, Charge. We're out of time, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later.
See you, pal.
I'll never do another Bye. Record with you, Hoser. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do a...
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.